Sunday the 4th of January, Chet Teves, Rabbi Doniel Orzel, What's Behind a Mikveh?
In the parasha, after the Shvatim, the Shiv, the car buried Yankee for Venus, on the way home, they came home, and then they thought, who knows, maybe Yosef will want to take revenge against us. So there they made up some sort of message, that the father gave a message, that should have a Shemoichel them, as we know in the Pesukim. The Az Kainim Baal HaTosfos says, Hu ve'echov ve'etzav el Yosef b'chay avim lo melechiv. Why did they wait till Yosef, till Yankov was dead, in order to ask Yosef to be moichel them and not to take revenge against them? Why did they wait for that? Zokter elo omu malon el oira asinu sha'atza shokra v'holchala. Why to stir up old business, old hatred, assuming he's forgotten all about it? If you might class, you don't need to mention it. But Kim Shachotum Likbraviyam on the way back from the Kvura over Yoisvala Boyishlikhuachov, he passed that boy. She was 20 hours wide led others, deep led others, my main boy and Khoshima Kav Yes boy, that boy. So he passed that boy, so I look up say Bukhta Shemukemel Khalam Shotli Nesamokmazet. Omar Bor Shotli Nesamokmazet. He said the bracha like you should. Amu Adai is in a tmuna beliba. You can see he still hates us. Therefore, miyad veitzavol yosef. The question is, do you really think a person can forget what his brothers did to him? Do you really think he's forgotten about it? Does he remember what happened? How many years? 20 years ago? But it was part of his history, part of his home halach. Has he really forgotten about it? And number two, when he goes to say a bracha, it's a halacha, you have to say a bracha. He meant that it's hatred. He said a halacha, you pass by a place, you have to say a bracha, you have to say a bracha. Anybody who knew the Manchester Yeshiva knows that this pshat is not just a pshat in the Daf Kein Baal HaTosfos, that is ogitai to Manchester Yeshiva. Manchester Yeshiva's gizot, beautiful segal, to take an apple, you say a bracha, what that's good enough. You have got the apple. What's behind this apple? The apple, somebody has planted the apple. And Shvoru brought rain. Shvoru made it grow. And then you have to have the apple. Somebody has to pick it. Somebody has to send it to you. To put it into the shop to give you the money. I should buy it. You have to look into the history of what happened. And only when you familiarize yourself with all what's behind this apple, then you can say, all that, I will thank you. So the Manchester Shiva by him is bold. When Yosef went past this boy, he had to say a bracha. Of course he remembered. What was the bracha? He can't say just a bracha. Let's think what happened. He put himself back, you know, when you throw it, you can go back. He put himself back into the matzav. He felt the same emotions up there. He always felt it. He felt how they went, woman, I could feel how I landed up. And then was the choshim, I come there and I was scared. I was looking, but someone help me. And he was in a mess. And he didn't bite me. He mamash, he lived through the whole episode in order to say a proper bracha. So Mimele, like when the brothers saw that, not he's forgotten about it. They thought that he has calmed down the vivid memory, and now it's been brought up again. That's why they said what they said. This is a limit for life. We come to this medrash.
What bracha did he make?
Shosinah, some more come. You come to Bismuth, but take for granted Bismuth. There's a lot of work behind it. It seems to sell in you Bismuth. Somebody has put cases into it. Somebody has done something short in the next from Okamazer. There's a shul here. And then you come to a Shia. Shia, so many people, it's Sunday morning, they give up their time to come to the Shia. It's always much more behind it than what we think. And that is also about his course. The person gives up his time and he comes to Tibur to come to Shia the Tibur. The same thing is, we've all been in mikvahs. We've been in mikvahs, we have turbans, we commented whether it was clean or it wasn't clean, whether it was hot or cold, but there's a much more behind the mikvah. So also in Esther Mokum, somebody has built the mikvah, somebody has made the money, but somebody was behind it, there was planning. And what is behind the mikvah? We hope meet Hashem today to discuss the mitzvah and the halachas a little bit as much as you can in a few minutes about the mikvah. The first thing is, Minat Torah. Who needs a mikveh? There are plenty Tmeim in the Torah. Where do you find the idea in the Torah about Mikveh? I've written out not all the Psukim. There's several Tumas. Sheretz Oif, Behemoth Tmeya, an elephant. An elephant, a dead elephant is Tumas. Shmoyne Shrotzim, one of them is a mouse. Shmoyne Shrotzim, Behemoth Torah. If a Shaykh makes a mistake and the Shchita wasn't done properly, then that animal is an Avela. Then we have other Tumas, Yoldes, Metzoyra, Zov, Barkeri, Nidus, Zov, Tumameis. There's a whole list of different places in the Torah where the Torah talks about Tuma. Now, generally, when people hear the word Tuma, they have a tendency, I mean, before I learned it also, to close off. Ach, Tuma, Tarishn, Shein, Shlishim, Chitze, Kibbush, Yadad, Kibbush, 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 Begodin. Ah, it's not for me. It's not for me. There's a tendency. But the mice, it's a big failure. I worked out this 21 Sederas who talk about Tumah v'Tahara. It says, a chosh v'chelig of the Torah. So therefore, it's once one has to start, and slowly it gets through. The vision is so shiny. The mice, the common denominator in all Tumas is, you have to get to her. Tumah is toignish, and you can't go to Beis HaMikdash, you can't be touching, and you have to go to Mikdash. Here it says, Yechavetz v'Godov, Yechavetz v'Godov, V'mayim Yuvo, you can see all the psukim, where it says in the Torah, about all these different psukim, it says in the Torah what you have to do. You have to go to water and you have to wash yourself. This is the general rule of Tumah. Wash yourself, not with a shower, wash yourself in a halachic, properly constructed mikveh, and then you're Torah, and then you're Torah. Usually you're not Torah straight away, so it's a very interesting thing. I don't even find it anywhere else. It's like remote control. You go to the mikveh at 10 o'clock in the morning, you're not Torah yet. The mikveh 10 o'clock has helped us by night. The nightfall, then you become Torah. Interesting thing. You work it now, and time delay, action, and it works actually at the end of the day. So you go now to mikveh, you still be Torah, you can't go to the Beis HaMikdash by night. When nightfall, then you can go to mikveh, by Beis HaMikdash, and you can eat your Torah or your kachim. So this is the psukim all over the Torah. Where does the Torah describe what is a mikveh exactly? It says b'mayim, v'rochatz b'zor b'mayim, v'rochatz b'mayim, b'meni do yischato. But it doesn't say in all these psukim what are we talking about? What does it mean a mikveh? So for this you have got one pasuk, seven words, and these seven words is the key of the whole halachas mikveh. Shet ach pasmini, that's from the pasuk. This can be blocked, but this is clear. So in Shmini Yud Alev Lamed Vov, it says there about the Shrotzim, Ach Mayon Uboir Mikveh Mayim Yeter. But a Mayon is a well, a river, well, Uboir, in a pit, Mikveh Mayim, you know that word from Bereishis, Mikveh Mayim Kor Yamim, a Mikveh, gathering of water, where water gathers, Yeter should be Torah. Now you know what the positive shot is? It's got nothing to do with tithing. Rashi says the positive shot is that water can always become Tomer. If you have a bit of water and it touches something Tomer, it becomes Tomer. But here it says no. Once the water is in the mikveh, the water can't become Tomer. The water can't become Tomer. It's immunity. Water is a mikveh mayon, gathering water, or it's a mayon that flows, has got immunity against Tomer. Those are the positive shot in the positive. Ach, mayon, above mikveh, yeh Tomer. They should stay Tomer. Now, going back to the Tumas, who thinks that we need Tumas? All right, Tumas Mech, we know. For example, Tumas Nevela applied to us. I'm not the Shochet. I don't go to Abattoir. I don't have any dealings with dead behemoths. So what have I got to do with Tumas Nevela? I'll give an example. I was once on an outing in the holidays. I saw a dead sheep there. I didn't want to touch it. It took its germs, right? But curiosity, and after a little kicking. So let's see the split tooth exactly. I used my leg. I lifted up the leg of the animal. I was going to bring a sheep, but I didn't. And I lifted up with my leg, the foot, and I could see Mama's split tooth. Devaldi, could Mama see it? I'd rather have it in my hand and open it up. I could Mama see it. Azoi, you want to eat Truma today. Sorry, you've had it. You have noises, Nevela. Va noises, stay to oi, ma behemet to oiro. Chiyomis na bema shil hem lechem lachlo va'anois es nivloso yechabes begoto. Not only do I need to go to the mikveh, all my clothes have to go to the mikveh. because I carried the Nevela. Don't need to be a shaykh for that. I carried the Nevela. I can't tell you, lift it up a little bit, that's good enough. I carried the Nevela, and therefore I become Toma, my God, my Toma, and if I want to have contact with Kodshim or with Toma, I have to go to Mikveh. Now, I'm sure you think, yeah, you're in the fella, you've got nothing to do then to chepen with dead animals. It doesn't happen to me. That's what you all think. I can tell you that most of you, or most of you, don't know when you go shopping, have been most of them. I tell you what, you stand in the queue in Tesco. Many years ago, when you went yourself, now you've got the shorts in. You stand in the queue in the Tesco. You stand in the queue in Tesco. In front of you is a regular, a bagula, a lagula, what's it called?
A trolley.
A trolley. And you come with your trolley, and it's a bit in the way. You know, a bit of push, and it pushes the other trolley. It's very harmless. Now, you don't look what's in the trolley. I'll show you what's in the trolley. I'll show you what's in the trolley. That's in the trolley. Piece of meat! Harmless piece of meat! A harmless piece of meat! Tuma Nevela, I'm carrying it. You don't need to carry it. You push the trolley pushed out the trolley. It's your koyach. You have carried this Nevela. By the way, it's kosher meat. And last night I had to put the test on it. Because the babosa, which I used her freeze, which she was challenged. But for demonstration, next time you look, before you push the regular in Tesco, yeah, you make sure, it doesn't matter, I need this Toma Mesa, I have to be Toma. Not any more Toma now, because you can't be more Toma than Toma. It's other Tomas, yeah, but Toma's Maga, Toma Yotchi, we go for it. Zov, need the Balkei, but the Toma's Maga, with Tashim, pardon?
You're not being Moses Toma?
No.
As in level?
No, it's not Moses anything. By May, if you go again, it's Moses. Why? Because you have to wait 7 days. You could count yesterday as day one. Or day two, or three. But now you have to start again. Shit. Now, you know, I don't know if in London there are mice around, but sometimes in Manchester you get mice. Now, you can either phone Rentokil, or what you can do, you get an old fashioned trap, and you set it out, and you catch a mouse. That's the normal way we do it, yeah? Now, what do you do with a mouse? What do you do with a mouse? You don't want to touch it. You don't want to touch your mouse, so you trap it. What do? You go into the garden, you make a hole and make it cooler. You open it up nicely. Oh. Tommy or not? What do you say?
Yes.
Nice is unavailable. Nice is unavailable? You are right, but you're not right. No? Because by Hashmoinus Rotim, I've got different dinim than Behemah. By Nevelo, that Behemah is Zadin from Mago, from touching, and Zadin from Mazda, from carrying. With the Sheret, it's Zadin Mazda, not in Mazda. I was careful not to touch it. Now, when I pick it up, now I'll become Mago is up. Now, some people ask, what's the chilik? Why is by Behemah, Tahoyah, Behemah, Tmei, is no. It's a Nevela, Tumas Vela, Philippa, Maso. Here's a remark. You know why? Well, as I stick in Torah. That's the answer. That's Dina Kedina Tavas. It doesn't go with Swarovs. We have to make up and have to learn the Dina. We have to die until you know. I'm sure now at least you'll remember. By Nevela, when I behave, is that in Maso. Or by Sheret, only in Mother, and no in Maso. Now, so you are Tom, you want to go to Mikra. Now you have to have a Mikra. Now let's see what the Torah says about the Mikra. Ach, my on a boil Mikra, my near Torah. So Trashi, a second shot, although it means immunity, water doesn't become Tomer, but it means also a Mayon and a boil. Mikra Mayim is a year Torah. Year goes referred on to the person, not the first shot in the person. Ach, my on a boil Mikra, my comma. It's have to put it. And if you go into this Mayon, or into this mikveh mayim, then here too you will be told. It's a droshes chazal on this post. So here we have the makor that if you go to a mikveh, you go to a mayim, you become tuma. Ach means only. Mayim uboy mikveh mayim comes to tell us there's two separate ways how to become tuma. One of them is called the mayim. And if anybody tells you today you have got a Maya Mikveh, don't believe it. Even if it comes from MH in Manchester, don't believe it. There isn't such a thing today as a Maya Mikveh. But he does Mikveh as a Maya Mikveh. We have got Maya water. We'll come to this later. A Maya Mikveh means you go into the well and you toil in the well. It's a stream, a well, in the natural world you toil there. That's just achmayon. If it's a mayon, you have got enough room to go into it. Don't even need a boim soil, don't need a mount. You go into it, you cover yourself completely in one go. That's one of the klolim of mikveh. You have to be completely immersed, completely covered in it. So then, you go in this mayon, you have to. Ach, mayon, come on. Now there's a second way of mikveh. Uboir mikveh mayon. You have got a boil that is a place which gathers, which holds water. Mikveh mayon, a gathering of water. What water? Now you can either put in mine water, you can put in rain water, you can put in well water, you can put in any water. As long as you have natural water, which is gathered in one place, and then the din is also yatra. So all our mikvahs generally, in the Haim in Europe, what we're it's mayonis, they have to turn with the mayonis, or they have the mikvah next to a mayon, and today, as far as I know, most or all the mikvahs are made from most mix are made from rainwater. You can use snow, you can use ice, but normally we use rainwater in order to toil, and this is the kashas. So we go to the second shaft of the pasuk, mayon umikveh uboyer mikveh mayon, a boy which is a gathering of water. What is the ach? Ach. Ach is always a miut. Ach tells us these are two different halachim, two separate ways. It's either a mayon mikveh or it's a proper mikvah. What's a chiluk? Two chiluk, two main chilukim. One chiluk is a mayan by nature flows. So it can flow. That's a mayan. It flows. It doesn't matter. When it comes to mikveh mayan, it's the opposite of flowing. Mikveh, gathering. That is called, in the right expression, ash boiren. At the bottom, I put on over 30 concepts of mikvahs. And I don't want to go through all the 30, but by the end of this year, we'll have covered, hopefully, most of the concepts of mikvahs. One of the concepts is called ash boiren. Ash boiren means still, static. The water is still, the water doesn't move. When it's a mikveh mayon, it's not like a mayon. Ach, they're different. It has to be static. Now that was the problem, is why can't you take a simple one to make a mikveh, take a big plastic container, today you get much bigger than this, where you can go in, put them into the ground, put the hole into it, put the stopper into it, you've got your mikveh. And basically, it could be, but what? If you have a stopper, the stopper might leak. Once the stopper leaks, it's not ashboiren anymore. Then it's called zoichalin, they flow, zechila. A zechila passes a mikveh. One of the important things, the mikveh has to be constructed in such a way, it's 100% watertight, waterproof. The best thing is to take as our plastic box, make it big enough, put it into the ground, cement it in, then you have another problem, ein tefila b'keli. There's another halacha. Torah says boil. You can't toil in a keli. You have to toil in a boil, in a natural, whatever you call boil, this is the pit, in a natural cavity which holds water. So we know it has to be a boil and it has to be watertight. When it comes to mayon, it doesn't need to be watertight. The fact that mayon is that it flows. The next thing is to say, how much water do you need? Doesn't say in the Torah. Generally, mitzvahs, you know very little from Torahship itself. We wouldn't know how to make a pair of tefillin if you would read V'hoyer Teitovus Bein Enecho K'shatam Loisal Yedecho. Maybe you should write it, maybe you should have a piece of paper, parchment, ink, special ink, it has to be four by one by square, black, all the halachas, halach Moshe Mishina, same with mikveh. With mikveh is the mayan, it's makosho, it's metanoshia. As long as you've got enough water to cover what you want to toivel, you want to toivel a pin. You put a pin here if you want, but you all know what a pin is. A pin comes tomer, it touched the sheretz, the dead man fell onto it, and you want to use it for sewing your pipik, so for kotchin. So mimela, you have to toivel it, so you toivel the pin. You can have the smallest stream as long as it's summer, winter, a continuous flow of the stream, it's good enough for a kosher mikveh. But when it comes to a boy, it's a lot for arboim so. Arboim so is Chazal word that amo, al amo, barum gimel amas. So one amo wide, one amo long, and high three amas. It depends which shear you take. Three amas. I didn't bring my model because it's too heavy to pick. And it's gone already by now. Amo al amo gimel amas. A big difference between the shear Chazmish and the shear of Chaim Noah, because the difference is normally 20%, but if you multiply the width and the length and the height, so it works out almost double. So Amal Amrum Gimel Amos, that is the Shir Mikveh. 40 saw, it's anything between 350 liters and 900 liters. The Pashas Tushurum is 300, roughly 350 and 650 liters. Chav Nishim B'chaim Lo, some go into 900. The Minhag Olam is every boy 1,000 liters. Flat rate, 1,000 liters, that is the normal way how we make a boy in the mix. So 1,000 liters of water, why? Because there's a difference. The mayim is the kosher, and the mikveh is a boy. So we've already got the klolim, what's the difference between a mayim and a mikveh? A mayim is kosher for abbe zoichalim, a mikveh dafke be'ash boiren, when it's not flowing. A mayon is the masho, and a mikveh is a boy. So what's the problem? So you don't use plastic. You make a hole in the gum, you cement it very carefully, you make it waterproof. If you want to be clever, you put steps in as well. Some forget it, but you put steps in, and you've got your mikveh. What's the problem? Now, how do you get this water to the mikveh? There used to be a time when in England most of the mikvehs were called Wasserleitung mikveh. Wasserleitung is Yiddish, of means tap water. Tap water mikveh. They said like this: Was ich schlecht mit der tap water? Open the tap. Where did it come from? Either from Wales or from Scotland, somewhere from a reservoir, or it comes from a borehole. Whichever it comes from, it's kosher water. But the door klal mayim she'uvim is kosher. She'uvim means they have been drawn, that they once in a cave. She'uvim, show. She'avtel mayim the sosin. What has once been in the cave? Here I've got a bit of water, that's she'uvim. Possible water. Even if the cave is not a carbon tumor like plastic, but once water is in a cave, this cave is possible. It's not kosher for mikveh. So if you fill your mikveh with mayim she'uvim, avada is possible. Right, the rabbanon, it's possible. If you have half your mikveh mayim shuvim, so it's a very, very interesting cloud. Very interesting. Don't find this normally in cases. If you start a mikveh with gimel lugin, about 1 liter, gimel lugin mayim shuvim, you can afterwards pour in kol meimus ha'olam, it won't be kosher. If you started with gimel lugin, with 1 liter, 1.05, just over a liter, of gimel lugin mayim shuvim, how do you gimel lugin? Because a kiddush becher is a quarter of a lug. So 12 Kiddush Bechers is Gimel Lugin, that's simple. So if the Kiddush Bechers is 86, 12 times 86. So, and if the Kiddush Bechers is 150, it's 12 times 150. So that's Gimel Lugin. Gimel Lugin Mayim Shuvim. If Gimel Lugin Mayim Shuvim, the whole mikveh is possible. And it doesn't help whatever water you pour in after. That is the chumah of Gimel Lugin Mayim Shuvim. The kula is like this. Once you have got 40 sol, the shear of kosher water, you can add on whatever you want. Call names she'urim she'boilam. You can then add on mayim she'urim. It won't become possible. That is the for one of the beauty, one of the difficulty. If you start with gimelugim, everything possible, nothing will help. We will see nothing, but no pouring water will help. And if you have got 40 soul, then nothing will make it possible. Now that's a very normal trap which you can find in a gutter, we can find in a pipe. This already mayim shuvim. Can you see where the red part is? How water can hold in here. So water would go through a trap like that. It's mayim shuvim. A normal trap. See, that's the tap. Can you see? If you look at this tap carefully, a little bit sticks out, which is red. If a little bit sticks out of the tap. You know why it sticks out? Because they made this tap. They made a little indentation inside the tap. Open the tap for you. And then you will see that there is a little base kibble inside. A base kibble means a place which can hold. Inside here, in the tap, you can't see it. The water flows through, but we want it, when you close the tap, you put the tap in, this goes in, and you turn it. And today you get that fetch, you don't need to turn. But still, the same idea. You have to close something. This has to go in and close it. Can you see it fits in? This fits in. So they made the keli, a little keli underneath, and they made this tap to fit in. So that inside is a tiny keli, and all the water that goes through this tap is mayim she'uvim. As I say, I'm not speaking halacha l'maisa. It always weighs out. Some have a new idea that makes the tap upside down. One of the it's either oasis or but the idea, just the idea why you can't just open the tap water. Now, here we've got a piece of pipe. What's wrong with this pipe? Nothing. Not she'uvim. Right? Because the water goes in here, it comes out from there. Now, once you hold it like that, it's already good. But it's sure you don't hold it like that. Now, that's a normal standard pipe that people use. But even this pipe can become shuvim as well. How does it become shuvim? You take this pipe, the plumber, whatever it goes in your building, and it becomes like that. Now, all of a sudden it becomes a keli. I'll show you, I'll prove it to you. Just get your water. See, all the water
goes. No problem.
No. Can you see? It says, stop assuming. This water might go twice for miles along and have another tap there. So you trap the water between two taps. It's a mind showing. This water has not been a keli. We've created the keli. It holds water. There's enough water in it. Let's pull it back here. So that is mind showing. So normal tap water is considered. Today our local amaiser, we're not going to ask a shaila. Somebody went to the mikveh, what's it in? But normally considered tap water is considered mayim shuvim. Now there is another beauty about mayim shuvim. Mayim shuvim, although we say it is passes by three looking, if you have only got half of mayim shuvim, that means 20 so, half is less, 19 so. If you have got mild mayim shuvim, there is a way, a technique how to make it kosher. That is called hamshocher. Hamshocher, all the mikvahs, you have a look in the mikvahs, they have got, before the water comes into the boilers, there's a bit of a channel of concrete or sand and cement, whichever mixture, should be karka haroi libloya. Karka haroi libloya must be porous karka. In Sunderland, the species of making a channel, you have the soft word karka haroi libloya. It leaked every time, so you were sure that it's karka haroi libloya, because the bathroom was always full of water. That's not the idea, but it was definitely karka haroi libloya. Here, you put the water on here, and you pick it, it's just small, but 3/4 long. Once you put water over 3/4 shetach, area of 3/4, and it flows over 3/4, before it comes into the mikveh, this is mashir, your water, providing it's only 19 so. Once you go to 21 so, you've had it, there's no way halacha lemaaseh, you can't make a mikveh kula shuvim. If it's all shuvim, even with hamshocha, it's not good.
Really? It can be the first.
Yes, I feel it the first. I feel it the first three looking. That's right. So we may, if you, in case, yeah, sure. Now, this is our mikveh. This is our mikveh. So what's the problem? You get your tap from the roof, obviously without the keli. You go straight into the mikveh. You fill your mikveh from the roof. And what's the problem? Kosher water. So what's the big deal? One boil. Problem is like this. It would be very good for one day, and after a day it gets dirty. You have to take it out. We have to drain water every day. There's some water mixtures, it's 4-7 mixtures. I feel they like it. But our mixture we need now, Mr. Shem, Monday we're going to get the keys, hopefully the keys, and then I assume it's 3 months to get the mixtures for the boilers. I assume so, because it's 8,000 litres of water. It depends on oh, halavai, you're a broker.
But
you might have forgotten the years.
Initially, you've got your 19, what is it?
No, we don't have 19. The boilers that we use will become 44. I mean, 87. So, LMI, we must find a way. How can we extend, how can we enlarge kosher water? We must find a machine, a purifying machine. As you have only got 40 so of rainwater, a limited amount of rainwater, how can you make non-kosher water kosher? And he said, he can't do it. Once it's possible, it's possible. There's two systems. I'm sorry, I'm running late. There's two systems. This is our mikveh where we toilet. Here's the stairs. The stairs have been made. Can you see? The bottom stair is a big stair. Can you see? The bottom stair is a very big stair. You go down here around the corner. Why is that? Because the person goes to mikveh. When the person goes into mikveh, the water has to... He has to have the water, he or she, no difference. The water has to be about this high. There is, and that's the mala mitibura. So that's how high the water has to be. It's the average is used a 1.20 meters. Now some people are a bit taller, some people are a bit shorter. So the short ones will be drowned in the water. So you make the last step. You should only toil on the area which is 4x4 tefachim. You shouldn't toil on a small step. So 4x4 tefachim. So the short one can toggle on here without any problem. And the taller one can go right down to the end and will toggle in the full height. So what is the eitzah? How we make it kosher? It's the one eitzah is called zriya. Zriya is called planting. Zriya is called planting. No. Zriya is called planting.
Zriya.
This boil is the only kosher boil in the season. One boil, 40 so. Till the top, 40 so. Rain water, and it's once in a lifetime. You fill your boil with rain water. Now you remember we said, once you have the rain water, you can add on as much water as you want. That's the trick. So I've got my rain water, and then I've got my tap water, which goes into the mikveh. Tap water into the mikveh, so I've got no problem. Here's my tap water. I've got it full with rain water. I open the tap, I leave it for half an hour. All the water goes in. What happens to the water? It overflows. It overflows, and make another hamshacha there, from the, and it goes into the mikveh. I can have every day new kosher water, because originally this was kosher 40 so. I put in non kosher water, as it goes through it gets sown into it and it becomes kosher, and I've got an unlimited supply of not originally kosher water but of kashered water. The water has been kashered, and as it comes into the mikveh is kosher. Now you know what the chesaron is on here. If you get the person who cleans the mikveh, has to make sure that this is bone dry. Because if it's not bone dry, you might get all the way around the wall 1 liter of water. Doesn't need much for a liter of water. Between the stairs, you have got, there's a little sump for the pump, a liter of water. If you have got a liter of water, you can pour in hundreds and hundreds of kosher water, and it'd be possible. So if this mixture wasn't dry, would have a liter of water in it, and you open your tap, and all the water that goes through the zri is kosher, it doesn't help you. It's taki kosher, but it comes into the mikveh. It comes to make a place straight, it becomes possible. So therefore, if you use this real boil, you must have a very reliable person to look after the mikveh. Every time you fill the mikveh, don't let the goy do it. Usually what happens is the goy cleans it, and then the yid comes, he goes onto his knees. Yeah, that's what's behind the mikveh. The man is paid to go onto his knees and take towels and to dry the mikveh properly, and he is responsible and should be...
Why does it have to be dry if the water that there was from the previous mikveh?
Oh, very good question. Very good question. But normally, we wash the mikveh in between. We take a hose, we take a sponge and a bucket, or in the modern way, high pressure hose. That's already drain water, it's tap water. So you wash it out with tap water. Otherwise, you're right. If that, for example, you don't want to wash it, you just want to put a bit of fresh water in, or those mikvehs which have no radiator, you take off a bit of cold, you put in your hot water. Then you're right, you don't need to do anything. So that is the way of Zriya. Zriya is a gewaltige weg. Chaznish mikvus, everything was Zriya. Only Zriya. Chaznish believed in Zriya, that's how you do it. So you sow the non-kosher water into the kosher water. It goes in, it goes out, and it becomes kosher. Then you have got an unlimited supply of kosher water. That's Zriya. There's another way. There's another way. It was the more commonly used way in Europe. It's called Hashoka. Now let's take the Zriya away. Show you Hashoka. Now my trefa, my nevela meat was in the mikveh. Remember, at the beginning we said the pasuk ach maya leboyer mikveh maim yeter. The pasuk shat the chumish is that the water can't become pasul. So if that trefa meat nevela falls in the mikveh still stay mikveh. And mikveh is immune against tumah, so the mikveh will never be tumah. She tayor v'shev yoz hanhel for him, but the mikveh stays kosher. Now this is a hashoka. Now the hashoka mikveh has got different levels. Different level. It's like this. That's how shocked about it. Before, our level was above the mikveh, because we bring water, fresh water, into the mikveh. The hashoka boy has to be the same level as the mikveh. Now, the idea of hashoka is, the translation is fitting, this water was kosher water. We get from the roof kosher water, our boil saw 40 so of kosher water. Not the klalis. Just like we said before, if you have kosher water, you can add on whatever you want. And it still stays kosher as long as you started with 40 so kosher water. You don't even need to add on in the table. You can add on next to this one as long as there is an opening. The opening has got the sheer kishrefer tanoit, that is too small, the size of two fingers, kishrefer tanoit. As long as there is an opening which connects the kosher water to the non kosher water, everything is kosher. So this is my magic trick. This is a boiling so kosher water. I've got my abundant kosher water here, which is always the same water, and then I can put in here without cleaning it, without drying it. That's the advantage of hashoka. because we're starting to fill this mikveh with a big set of puzzle water. This mikveh gets filled with a tap, straight into the tap, maybe we do have shofar first. If this mikveh gets filled with puzzle water, make sure that the level of the mikveh is high enough in order to reach this type. If you fill a hashoti mikveh and someone's in a hurry, he wants simply going to mikveh, sure, it doesn't matter, it's only a meter 20, 110 is enough. You have missed the boat. Because if the hashoti mikveh is not high enough, you have got nothing. You have plenty of water. You fill it till here, just a bit less. You have plenty of water, you've got no mikveh at all. So with hashoti, you have to be careful, and the person who's in charge of the toilet should be a reliable person. You don't need to make sure that the cleaner should be reliable. You have to make sure that once the mikveh is full, it should come to the right height, in order that the water, which is tracer, should go across into the kosher boiler, and that's hashoka. So the mikveh becomes kosher from the hashoka. You can do that 100,000 times. It's always be kosher. Why? Because the idea is, once water gets mixed with 40 soap kosher water, whatever amount you have got, the water stays kosher. So now we've got two ways how to make a mikveh kosher. Three ways. One way is get the rainwater into your mikveh. Right? If you don't worry about hygiene, you've got machines to clean it, filters. Because this is the high toilet rainwater. There are some mikvehs which are called kuloi meikshomen. You actually toivel in the meikshomen. Yudas mikveh, kuloi meikshomen. One of the boilers, kuloi meikshomen. Kuloi meikshomen. So you actually toivel, meikshomen by nature is dirty. Not because it comes dirty from Hashem's work, but on the way, the air is dirty. It gathers a lot of dirt, it goes to a roof. The next is dirty, it takes some time to clean it, to purify and sift it, but you can toivel in meikshomen. That's the simplest, not simplest, but the blackest way. If not, you have two ways. You either have your zeria, you get non-kosher water into a kosher boy, and it overflows into the mikveh, then it comes into the mikveh already you touch it. But once it's in, no more additional kashas. And there's another way that you have no kosher water into the mikveh and you connect it to kosher water. And what do they do today? You want us to be machmir? In case either the man who cleans the mikveh is not reliable and he left a bit of water, or the one who is there in the mikveh to supervise the mikveh is not reliable, so you rely, you have double protection. I explained to the goyim, what do you want all this? I said to the goyim, when Prince Charles was learning how to parachute, they put on two parachutes on him, just in case one doesn't open. So the half the $11, that is our mikveh. It's much more important than Prince Charles. So Zainab, Torah, not because of my garea, the chesidus of the heavenly father, the service of Malchus, of the letter of the halacha. In order to make this a kosher, the standard today, I think, last 50 years is, and we do follow, we have got on one side the hashoka, on one side really have the boat. Now, next time you go to the mikveh, you see different holes. You see one hole is above the water level. Maybe you find two there, and one hole is below the water level. Now you know what it means. The water that is above the water level is the boil of Zriya, because the tap water goes into the Zriya, overflows from Zriya into the mikveh. That is the bath, because you don't need to be connected to the boil of Zriya. Once you switch the tap off, you don't want to know anymore about the boil of Zriya. And the water goes in here, so that is the system we would have normally a mikveh. We have here, a clip here, you have got tap water, the tap water, the normal, this, that would be the way we have our mikvehs. Tap water, hamshocha, goes in the boy's rear, overflows into the mikveh. Once the mikveh is full, it gets a double hashel that the water connects with the boy hamshocha, and then you have got a kosher mikveh. So it starts with tap water, which is not kosher, assuming it's not kosher. It gets a hamshocha, which only helps for meal, to say, for 19 so, and then it goes into the boy's rear. The boy's rear catches the water, so straight away, you fill your mikveh with kosher water. Somebody cleans the mikveh, makes sure it's dry. If not, you have no zriya. If not, you lose the zriya. He makes sure the mikveh is dry. Then all the water that comes in is kosher mikveh, and the mikveh is already kosher, even if you don't go to the top. Then you make sure you fill it till the top of the hole. Then you reach the hashoka bar, and then it connects again to the hashoka. So you've got two hashem, maybe three hashem, your mikveh, you've got hamshoka, you let it go over karka, You have got Zriya, which sows the water and makes it kosher, and then you have got Hashoka, which connects to the kosher mikveh. They call it H boy and Z boy, they call it different names, Hashoka boy and Zriya boy, some call it the mixing. The mixing pool and the meeting pool, different names for the workers, which in this country usually are non-Jewish workers, so they should also understand a little bit. Once you have Hashoka, then you can close. Once it's kosher, it's kosher. The body should help. You should always see Tara in Klal Yisrael. You should have a lot of Tara brings Kedusha and the schools of the Torah learning. You should all zeichet bekal to the Jewish name.